A $573 million settlement in the fight against the opioid epidemic was recently announced with nearly every state, including New York. A global consulting firm, McKinsey & Company, worked for large pharma and agreed to the settlement, sparing a long court proceeding. State Attorney General Letitia James says 500,000 people have died of opioid overdoses in the U.S.
This nation suffers 130 overdose deaths a day. In New York, that number is 9. And according to federal data, there have been over 81,000 drug overdose deaths from May 2019 to May 2020.
She adds the victims who overdosed were family members, mothers, and fathers before they became entrapped in drug abuse. And many were also youth. In nearby Massachusetts, Attorney General Maura Healey says McKinsey & Company developed a turbocharging the sales engine strategy.
By drastically increasing sales calls on high-volume prescribers, by encouraging opioid makers to band together to avoid FDA restrictions on Oxy sales that could cause a loss of revenue, by scheduling ride-alongs with McKinsey consultants, including right here in Massachusetts, to diagnose how they promoted OxyContin.
There was conflicting work found in the investigations, as State Attorney General of Colorado Phil Weiser explains.
Part of what happened during this situation was McKinsey not only was advising Purdue and other companies how to push out more opioids, they were at the same time advising governments around the opioid epidemic, having a serious conflict of interest protection so that governments aren't, in effect, getting conflicted guidance is a critical benefit of this settlement.
It's still being decided how the money from the settlement will be distributed here in New York. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, wier.org.